been seen on CNBC, the Fox News Channel, and the Fox Business Channel. His articles can be found on MarketWatch, Seeking Alpha, TheStreet.com, and many other places. He's the author of the weekly Best Stocks Now newsletter and the inventor of the Best Stocks Now app. He's president of Gunderson Capital Management. Here is professional money manager, Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Tuesday morning. It is the March 20th live edition of the Best Stocks Now radio hour with professional money manager, Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management, headquartered in Carlsbad, California, but broadcasting once again today from the shores of the Ashley River in Charleston. It's historic Charleston, South Carolina, as we get ready to move south to Sarasota next Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. Well, we have a better day going on in the market today. Yesterday was just one of those kind of days where you wanted to go back to bed and pull the pillows over your head. It's funny how one stock, really, the whole market will sell off because of one stock. Sometimes the market makes little sense. But when emotion, when greed turns to fear, that dial can flip very quickly. And right now we have the greed back in the market, at least for now. We'll see where we close this day. The Dow is up 107 points this morning to 24,718. The S&P is up 5 to 2,718. The NASDAQ's up 18 points. The NASDAQ got clobbered yesterday, and it was mostly Facebook. We've got crude oil having a very good day today, up $1.14 to $63.20. We've got gold down $9.20 to $13.08 per ounce, and we've got the interest rates moving up again as the Fed begins their FOMC meeting today. We'll get the announcement tomorrow, more than likely a quarter point rate hike, and today the 10-year is at 2.88%. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now radio hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson. I am in South Carolina again today, getting ready to move south next week to meet with a lot of folks down in Sarasota. We will be there Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. I might be able to squeeze you in on Tuesday. We had to add another day to the trip. And if you're looking to meet with Bill Gunderson, give us a call at 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST, or go to our website at GundersonCapital.com. Well, as you know, yesterday was not a good start to a new week. Like I say, one of those days when you just want to go back to bed and pull the pillow over your head and say, ah, forget this day. There's just not a whole lot you can do on a day like Monday. How many of those have we had during this nine-year-plus bull market, during which time the market has quadrupled? That's correct, quadrupled. That's 300%. That's starting with 100,000 9 years ago in the S&P 500, and today it's worth 400,000. Well, there's been many days like yesterday all along the way, and each time you have to step back. You have to take emotion out of the equation. You have to analyze the situation. And you have to make a lot of small decisions as opposed to running to the telephone or running to the laptop or running to the mobile device and selling everything. In fact, the truth of the matter is that has been the wrong thing to do now for 9 years. And if you've done it once, if you've done it more than once, you're guilty. You were wrong. The market has continued to move higher. Well, we have the Federal Open Market Committee. They are meeting today under their new director, the new chairman, the new head Fed, the most powerful man in the world as it relates to the markets. and we will get an announcement tomorrow, 11:30 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. I'm on East Coast time now. That would be 2:30 p.m. tomorrow. We'll find out just what the Fed is thinking. We already know for almost 100% certainty that we'll get a quarter point rate hike. That's already baked into the cake. But the market will be listening intently as to what our new Fed chairman has to say after the Fed announcement, when he does his little presser and takes questions from folks from CNBC and Bloomberg and the Fox Business Channel, etc. And they'll all be trying to get some clues as to when the next rate hike will be and how many rate hikes there will be and where the current economy stands and what's their current inflation forecast, what's their current GDP forecast. And he'll try to remain as tight-lipped as he can to not sway or to not tip his hand as to which way he is leaning. But as of now, we expect three rate hikes this year, one tomorrow. But there are worries. There are scared investors out there that think a fourth rate hike may occur. But right now, it seems like that inflation scare, which was a one-month-only type of deal so far, that seems to have died down quite a bit. And fear of a fourth rate hike has also died down a bit. Well, it's pretty obvious that the tariffs are aimed at China, because one country after another continues to get exempted from the tariffs. But now we know President Trump is set to unveil a package of $60 billion more in annual tariffs against China by this Friday. He obviously does not feel that China has been playing fair by putting tariffs on our goods and us allowing their goods freely into our markets. So we shall see whether or not this sets off a trade war or whether China starts to make concessions. The tariffs could be applied to more than 100 products, which Trump believes were developed by using trade secrets the Chinese stole from U.S. companies or forced them to hand over in exchange for market access, according to the report. China's real good at that. We'll accept your goods, but we want to know how they're made. We want to know the formula. We want to know the design. We want to know the technology. We want to know the recipe. And then once we've got those, then we don't need your goods anymore. Trump reportedly was presented with a $30 billion tariff package that would apply to a range of products, but directed senior staff to roughly double that amount. Well, many economists cited in the reports that it would be difficult for tariffs to target Chinese companies because products imported from China are made by multinational companies with inputs from countries throughout Asia. Who knows, Vietnam, Thailand, but commerce is happening all over the place, so it's going to be difficult to just single out China. But it is true, they have been stealing property, intellectual property, all kinds of things over the years so that they can mimic much desired U.S. goods. Well, yesterday it was all about Facebook, and today Facebook is down a little bit more. It's all over data. It's all over a company by the name of Cambridge Analytica, which you probably have never heard of until yesterday. And if you own Facebook shares, which I do, you're probably not too happy with Cambridge Analytica. Well, now there will be a forensic audit by Facebook of Cambridge Analytica. In the meantime, Facebook's really not commenting on all of this. They want to do their own audit on the situation and how this happened, where all of this data and information on us folks, us working folks, is now out there in the public domain. I don't know the public domain, but they're using it for something. I've seen all kinds of weird things. I'll tell my wife I'm going to the store to buy a certain thing, and on the way to the store, I'm getting messages about that certain product. How did they know that? Are they listening in? Is Big Brother listening in? Well, we'll see what kind of ramifications there are for Facebook. But meanwhile, similar companies, Twitter, Snapchat, Google, other companies that gather information on us, like our buying tendencies, what colors we like, what our buying habits are, what our demographics are, what our income is, what our zip code is, where we live, what's our trip like on our way to work, which roads do we travel? Who knows what they know on us? In the meantime, these stocks continue to sell off a little bit, but a much better day in the market today than yesterday. This is Bill Gunderson. This is The Best Stocks Now.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
This is Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management, headquartered in Carlsbad, California. I am headed to Florida for spring break. No, not really, but I will be in Sarasota on Wednesday, March 28th, Thursday, March 29th, and Friday, March 30th. I will be available for one-on-one, face-to-face meetings during those days. I finish my radio show at 11 a.m. on those days, so anytime after that, I am available to meet with you. If you'd like to set up an appointment with me for one of these days, you can call us at 855-611-BEST or go to our website at GundersonCapital.com. I will be at my downtown Sarasota office at 1990 Main Street, suite number 750. This office is located inside the Sarasota Courthouse building. If you would like for me to review your current portfolio, it would be helpful if you bring a recent statement with you. I only have about 20 spots during the 3 days that I will be there. These spots are already filling fast. See you in beautiful Sarasota.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
And welcome back here to the second quarter of the Best Stocks Now Radio. Boy, my Sarasota commercial is already outdated because now we're going to be there Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. And if I have to add Monday, I will. 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST. Wednesday's full, Thursday's full, Friday is full, Tuesday is almost full. That's the day we added. And we'll make room for you on Monday at 855-611-BEST or GundersonCapital.com. Got my work cut out for me in Sarasota. Now, I don't have my Arizona, Scottsdale, Arizona schedule set up yet. We'll see how things go. We're having so much fun down here. I have a sister that I want to visit down in that area, in the Palmetto area, Bradenton area. And so we'll have an update on our Scottsdale schedule, but I think we'll be back in Scottsdale probably midway through April, something like that. All right, well, what do we do with Facebook here? You know, I don't really like to own stocks that have a controversy swirling around them. So I haven't decided. I have a decision to make here today, tomorrow, maybe the next day. Facebook's been very good to me over the years. This goes to show there's a couple things we can learn from this. There's things that come along in the market that we just have no control whatsoever over. There's no way anybody could have known what was coming. We don't really know just how serious it is right now. We just don't know whether this will put the kibosh on Facebook's big move over the last several years, bring it to a screeching halt. There's obviously going to be a lot of investigations. Now you've got the FTC, the Federal Trade Commission, getting involved in this investigation. So you know what? Sometimes I'll just step aside. I did that with Amazon. They had a very soft quarter. I didn't like it. It wasn't just a soft quarter. It was a horrible quarter. Oh, this was about a year ago, something like that. And I just stepped aside till they got their act together. If they don't get their act together, I don't get back in. Amazon got their act together very, very quickly. And I got back into the stock, and I'm very happy because it's up about 50% since I got back in. Facebook, maybe we'll just step aside for now. Let the dust settle. I haven't decided yet what I'm going to do. What impact will this have on their bottom line earnings? The sentiment is definitely soured right now. A lot of investors, I would think a lot of institutions would be saying, you know what, we're just going to step aside for now till we see how this all works out. And you also have to keep your eye on those companies that are similar to Facebook, that gather data, that gather information. I see too many coincidences myself on pop-up ads that I get where I've never done a search, but I've recently purchased them. You know, drive somewhere, purchase it, and then all of a sudden I'm getting pop-up ads on that particular product. Somebody sharing information with somebody. And it seems like these companies are going to have to come clean on just what they know about. Probably what they don't know about us. Do they know what drug prescriptions we have? Do they know what products we use? Do they know our shopping habits, when we go shopping? Whether we're compulsive buyers, whether we're very frugal types of buyers, whether we use coupons, whether we don't use coupons. A lot of information being gathered out there by these big companies that are trying to bring to you and advertise you to you goods that they know that you use. So I have not made a decision yet on my Facebook shares. It's not a good chart today, I got to tell you that. We'll have to see whether it's going to catch some support here. The support level for Facebook is really in about the 161 area, 161 to 165. And it's currently trading at 166. And it's trading on big volume, more distribution of the shares today. I don't really like stocks that are being distributed. I like stocks where they're being accumulated. Well, we could get tax reform phase two by tax day. Don't forget, that's just around the corner, April the 15th. There's been real talks, declared North Carolina Rep. Mark Meadows. You see, they're not done. They want to go further. They're talking about making these individual tax cuts permanent. They're talking about indexing capital gains for inflation. Lots of ideas out there being discussed right now for tax reform phase two. We always watch the rest of the world, how it's going. I have noticed some weakness in February. Germany economic sentiment falls sharply in March. Well, now we're extending into March, February. A little soft patch, and I've noticed a soft patch in the European markets. I watch VGK, which is a Vanguard Europe Index ETF. And I've noticed that it's really flattened off. It's flat for the year. It's gone nowhere so far this year. And we will continue to watch because you need a strong global economy. A strong global economy has a tendency to lift all boats, but it really stems from the U.S. But we can get clues from the rest of the world as to how the U.S. economy is going. You've probably heard by now, Tempe, Arizona, yesterday, 2 days ago, a woman died of her injuries after being struck by an Uber self-driving vehicle. Now, in listening to the reports of the accident, you know how it is. They come out with the chalk and the tape measures and everything and the police officers, and they cordon it all off. There was a death involved here, and the early signs are is even if there had been a driver, which there was a driver, but he had it in autonomous mode. There was a woman standing in the center median who all of a sudden, not in a crosswalk, popped out in front of this self-driving car with a bicycle, a 49-year-old woman. Now, I don't know if it was a homeless person. I don't know if it was a mother. We don't know that much about her. But it was in the evening, and she popped out in front of the self-driving Uber car and was killed. Well, that's a major, major incident. That is the first fatality from a self-driving vehicle. Self-driving vehicles are being tested around the globe. This could derail efforts to fast-track the introduction of the new technology in the United States. Now, from what I can glean from this incident, it more than likely would have happened with or without a driver. But having said that, now this occurred overnight, Sunday night. The vehicle was traveling northbound when a female walking with a bicycle outside of the crosswalk crossed the road from east to west, and she was struck by the Uber vehicle. This could be a major setback to this autonomous self-driving experiment that is taking place across America, and especially in the Valley of the Sun. This is Bill Gunderson. This is the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. We'll be right back.
When you lose power for a whole day due to a storm, it can seem endless. But there's a new kind of storm brewing, one that could target our nation's power grid and turn off the power not just for days, but months or even longer. Would you be prepared? Veteran news anchor Ted Koppel's new book, Lights Out, details this exact scenario. It's why many Americans are securing their own solar-powered generators to provide an endless supply of life-saving electricity without gas, fumes, or noise. When it comes to lightweight and powerful solar generators, the breakthrough Patriot Power Generator 1500 has it all, providing up to 1,500 continuous watts of clean, quiet, and free renewable solar power. You'll be able to power heat and lights, preserve food, recharge cell phones and computers, and keep critical medical devices going day after day, all from rechargeable solar power. If a blackout strikes, be protected with the power you need when you need it most. The Patriot Power Generator 1500. For all of the details, just go to blackout26.com. That's blackout26.com. blackout26.com.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
This is Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management, headquartered in Carlsbad, California. I am headed to Florida for spring break. No, not really, but I will be in Sarasota on Wednesday, March 28th, Thursday, March 29th, and Friday, March 30th. I will be available for one-on-one, face-to-face meetings during those days. I finish my radio show at 11 a.m. on those days, so any time after that, I am available to meet with you. If you'd like to set up an appointment with me for one of these days, you can call us at 855-611-BEST. Or go to our website at GundersonCapital.com. I will be at my downtown Sarasota office at 1990 Main Street, suite number 750. This office is located inside the Sarasota Courthouse building. If you would like for me to review your current portfolio, it would be helpful if you bring a recent statement with you. I only have about 20 spots during the 3 days that I will be there. These spots are already filling fast. See you in beautiful Sarasota.
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
And welcome back here to the second half of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour, where we continue to get a pretty nice comeback after Monday's Facebook-led drubbing of the market. And, of course, we have the FOMC meeting behind closed doors today and tomorrow at 2:30 Eastern Standard Time. We will get the result and the announcement of a quarter point rate hike, more than likely, along with the Fed's forecast of things like inflation, GDP, things like this. Maybe the future direction or the frequency of future rate hikes. So market a little bit nervous today, awaiting that news on the Fed. from the FOMC tomorrow. The drug stocks are also just a little bit nervous today. I'm going to feature a drug stock here in the third quarter of the show. They are having an opioid conference, and President Trump announced his plan to fight the opioid epidemic. In New Hampshire, he was yesterday talking about death penalties for big, big pushers of drugs. Because aren't they killing people? 42,000 deaths last year from the opioid epidemic. Drug stocks were in the red yesterday, as if yesterday's market wasn't tough enough. As if we didn't have Facebook to worry about. As if we didn't have tariffs on China to worry about. As if we didn't have the potential firing of Special Prosecutor Mueller to worry about. And Andrew McCabe being fired. You know, it was a tumultuous weekend. It was a tumultuous Monday. Things have settled down a little bit today. The drug stocks have settled down a little bit today. And I have a big position, one that I'm very happy with so far. It was up 53% last year. It's up 16.7% so far this year. And it's currently ranked at number 18 out of 5,537 stocks, mutual funds, ETFs in my Best Stocks Now database. The name of the stock is ABBV, A-B-B-V. Now, I originally bought it in my income portfolio because it pays a healthy dividend yield. This company was spun off by Abbott Labs. Oh, I want to say back in 2013. In fact, at the beginning of 2013, when it was about a $35 stock. Today it's a $113 stock about 4 years later. It's been a very good performer. Boy, there must be some earnings growth because we know that stocks follow earnings. Well, there has been some good earnings growth. It's been a very steady 12, 13, 14% earnings growth vehicle. It's now a $180 billion company. I would say it's the biotech arm. It's the arm that's developing new drugs for Abbott Labs. ABBV is headquartered in northern Chicago, where Abbott Labs is also headquartered. But ABBV, I'm sure, has labs and facilities in many locations around the country. ABBV is expected to make $8.75 in earnings next year. That's the analyst estimates. And if we take the current price of the stock, which closed at $112 yesterday, and divide $8.75 in expected earnings this year into that price, we get a price divided by forward earnings. And we produce a forward P.E. ratio of 14.3. Well, 14.3 is pretty reasonable. The S&P 500 began the year at 18.4 times forward earnings. And with the bump in interest rates, we've seen a contraction of that forward P.E. The forward P.E. on the S&P is currently 17, right in that neighborhood. But the forward P.E. of ABBV is 14.3. So it's trading at a pretty steep discount right now to the market. Now, ABBV over the next 5 years is expected, big word there, is expected to grow, to continue to grow by 13% per year. So if we take that $8.75 and grow those earnings by 13% per year over the next 5 years, if that does happen, we can apply a multiple to the shares, to the earnings per share. I have a $195 target price on ABBV. The stock is currently trading at $113.74. Furthermore, as a growth investor, as a growth at a reasonable price investor, a GARP, so-called GARP investor, when I look at the forward PE of 14.3 and compare it with the five-year growth rate of 13, I get a PEG ratio of 1.1, which is very, very reasonable. When I bought the shares, it was trading south of 1.1 of 1. In fact, it was trading at a discount to its growth rate. Now it's trading at just a slight premium to its growth rate, and it's trading at a pretty large discount to the overall market. When I bought the shares, it had about a 4.5% dividend yield. I see the dividend yield today stands at about 3.4%, which is still a pretty good dividend. And throw in upside potential on that. That's the best of both worlds. No guarantees, but those are the numbers. Those are the forecasts. Those are my expectations. Now we take a look at the performance, because this stock passes the valuation test with flying colors. In fact, the value grade that I give it is A-. How about performance? All right, that's the other part of it. I've seen plenty of cheap stocks that aren't going anywhere. I call those value traps. There's lots of those. You say, why is this stock trading at such a low PE multiple? Well, because the stock hasn't gone anywhere in years. What would make you think that all of a sudden the stock is going to perk up and take off? Well, AbbVie has been taking off for quite some time. Over the last 5 years, they now have a five-year track record since being spun off by Abbott Labs. AbbVie has delivered to its investors, its happy investors, 30% per year. The market over the last 5 years has delivered 11.7% per year. So you have a stock that has delivered serious, serious alpha versus the market. Over the last 3 years, AbbVie has delivered 25.6% per year, while the market has delivered just 8.8. So it's basically tripled the returns of the market over the last 3 years. And it gets even better than that. Over the last 12 months, if we go back 1 year ago today and compare the price of AbbVie today to where it was 1 year ago, the stock is up 87.2%. I have a very large gain in AbbVie at the current time. It has a momentum grade of A right now. It's one of the strongest stocks in the entire market. And as I said, it is a large cap company at $180 billion. This is not a speculative flyer. This is not an ultra growth, aggressive, young, new company, small cap, mid cap. Doesn't fit in that category. In fact, in my app, I have it in the category of growth, conservative growth, and it's also in the category of income and growth because it has a dividend yield of over 3%, 3.4%. Let's look at the chart of AbbVie. AbbVie pulled back over the last couple, 2-3 days as the market has been settling. But as recently as the end of January, it hit an all-time high. When it blew up to the upside on their earnings report, stock had a huge day during this earnings season, got as high as 125 per share, and it's been settling ever since. It's currently at $113 per share. It's pulled back by about $12 per share, or about a 10% correction from its all-time high. Not a recommendation. I like to use examples that demonstrate good performance, good valuation. Those two collide. They produce a stock that currently is ranked number 18 out of 5537, and I currently own it at Gunderson Capital Management. We'll be right back.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer mega big box warehouse brokerage firm and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
This is Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management, headquartered in Carlsbad, California. I am headed to Florida for spring break. No, not really, but I will be in Sarasota on Wednesday, March 28th, Thursday, March 29th, and Friday, March 30th. I will be available for one-on-one, face-to-face meetings during those days. I finish my radio show at 11 a.m. on those days, so anytime after that, I am available to meet with you. If you'd like to set up an appointment with me for one of these days, you can call us at 855-611-BEST. Or go to our website at GundersonCapital.com. I will be at my downtown Sarasota office at 1990 Main Street, suite number 750. This office is located inside the Sarasota Courthouse building. If you would like for me to review your current portfolio, it would be helpful if you bring a recent statement with you. I only have about 20 spots during the 3 days that I will be there. These spots are already filling fast. See you in beautiful Sarasota.
When you lose power for a whole day due to a storm, it can seem endless. But there's a new kind of storm brewing, one that could target our nation's power grid and turn off the power not just for days, but months or even longer. Would you be prepared? Veteran news anchor Ted Koppel's new book, Lights Out, details this exact scenario. It's why many Americans are securing their own solar-powered generators to provide an endless supply of life-saving electricity without gas, fumes, or noise. When it comes to lightweight and powerful solar generators, the breakthrough Patriot Power Generator 1500 has it all, providing up to 1,500 continuous watts of clean, quiet, and free renewable solar power. You'll be able to power heat and lights, preserve food, recharge cell phones and computers, and keep critical medical devices going day after day, all from rechargeable solar power. If a blackout strikes, be protected with the power you need when you need it most. The Patriot Power Generator 1500. For all of the details, just go to blackout26.com. That's blackout26.com. blackout26.com.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
Thank you.
And welcome back here to the final segment of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, where we have had a pretty newsy week so far, even though we are in between earnings season. So it's kind of a quiet time in the market right now, which is kind of nice. But we've also seen some market settling here, even though we're having a very good day here today in the market. Earnings season will end, or the current quarter will end in 11 days. And then about 2 weeks after that, the whole parade will start down Wall Street once again. And but in between, you know, markets have a tendency to settle. And we're seeing a lot of that. That creates opportunity. I sent out a live trading alert yesterday. I said, you know, I didn't pull the trigger on anything today, even though the market was way down. That's usually a good day to buy. But a lot of new stocks are now showing up on my screens. Why? Well, they reported earnings. They were better than expected. Earnings estimates are being revised upwards, and I revised many target prices higher yesterday. And I know for a fact that that's going to push a lot of those stocks into my top 100, top 200. And I put down four yesterday that I'm very, very interested in. And I may pull the trigger on them before the week is over. Who knows? Maybe I'll buy all four today. I don't know. But yesterday was a good day to do some little bit of in-depth research, to find some new ideas. And it was a pretty fruitful day, I have to say, yesterday. All right, which brings up the discussion. You know, I've had discussions with other people in the industry that do what I do. And most people do things a little differently than the way I do them. And I do things differently than the way they do them. And there's no problem with that. But I have my philosophies on the market. They have their philosophies on the market. I had a discussion recently with an index fund investor. We don't buy individual stocks. We buy large, well-diversified indexes. Well, you know, my philosophy on that is I feel like I'm accepting mediocrity by doing that. If I buy the Russell 2000, there's 2,000 stocks in there. I'm familiar with all 2,000 stocks in the Russell 2000. There is a lot of junk in the Russell 2000. I mean, some absolute garbage in the Russell 2000. So the first thing I want to do is eliminate the garbage out of the Russell 2000. Stocks that haven't gone anywhere in years. And I want to try to find the very best stocks within a Russell 2000. Now, that brings up another point. I am not a believer in asset allocation just for the sake of asset allocation. So for instance, a younger person right now, if you ran an asset allocation model on that younger person, small cap stocks would be a bigger part of that person's portfolio than would be for a 70-year-old retiree. They would have a very small exposure to small cap stocks. But having said that, small cap stocks are not a very good place to be at all for either investor. So I'm much more of a tactical kind of guy. If I ran an asset allocation on you through Money Guide Pro or any of the others, asset allocation tools or software that are readily available, I would come up with maybe a 30% recommended allocation on an investor that's 32 years old right now. The problem is the small caps have performed miserably. They're trailing the market by a long ways. Now, there's a time for small caps. I remember, probably about 2006, 2007, it was all small cap value. If you weren't in small cap value, you weren't going anywhere. This is a totally different era. This past year, 2017, and so far this year, it's been all large cap growth. All large cap growth for the most part. It's dominating the market while small caps are going nowhere. So my allocation is very low to small cap stocks right now and very much overweighted to large cap growth because that's where the action is.
I look at the market on a relative basis. Where's the performance coming from in the market? That's the area I want to be in. And it's not like, you know, large caps are in favor today and tomorrow it'll be small caps and it'll be mid caps. No. These are trends that can be in place for a long, long time. Now, this is of particular importance to 401k investors. Because generally speaking, your 401k plan is going to offer you like one or two selections from each one of the different categories. For instance, small cap growth, small cap value, mid cap growth, mid cap value, large cap growth, large cap value. These all being of the domestic kind, United States. And then in addition to that, you've probably got international. You've probably got emerging markets, which are younger, faster-growing, higher-risk markets. You probably have several flavors of bond funds to choose from, intermediate term, short term, long term. Well, you have to decide as an investor how to allocate your 401k. Now, if your 401k over the last 15 months has been strongly weighted towards large cap growth U.S., congratulations. You have been in the right area of the market. But if, on the other hand, you've had a very large weighting to small cap stocks, you've grossly underperformed the rest of the market. Now, you could say, all right, but they'll come around eventually. Well, that's fine. When they come around eventually, we'll increase our exposure to small cap stocks. But for now, they've been a terrible place to be. They continue to lag the market. They're showing some signs of life. But this has been a large cap growth world now for almost 2 years. And I continue to be heavily weighted in large cap growth. Not just any large cap growth. No, not Coca-Cola. Not IBM. No. Not General Electric. No. Growth stocks of today. What those companies used to be, but aren't anymore. Well, anyways, that's how we're a little bit different from the rest here at Gunderson Capital Management. If you'd like to talk to us about money management, 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST, or GundersonCapital.com. Have a great day.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.